Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today, I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be in the room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Stacey Cohen for Animal Radio. There's a city in Sweden that's going to great lengths to protect a goat. Well, it's not an ordinary goat. The horned animal in question is a 42.5-foot tall straw goat that the city uses every year. It's part of a Christmas tradition. It started in 1966. Now, while the goat's become pretty popular in the Swedish city, it's also become a target for vandals and arsonists. One resident says it appears another attempt was made on the goat this year. Why they're picking on the goat, nobody knows. At the structure's official inauguration, the front hoof smelled of gasoline. But this time, the city took no chances, and they hired a private security guard to watch this Christmas goat and keep it safe. So, do you believe in unicorns? Do you think they exist? Some people really do. They think they're real. Those who thought unicorns were relegated only to the annals of fairy tales and storybooks need look no further than North Korea for confirmation about the mythical beast. Professor Sung-Young Lee with Tufts University analyzes the revelation about a unicorn lair.
The intent behind this is to try to bolster up the credentials of the young leader who is still in his 20s. North Korea likes to make the claim that heroic blood runs in the family.
Well, according to the Korean Central News Agency, archaeologists from the History Institute of North Korea have reconfirmed a unicorn lair that was present around the year 277 BC. It was purportedly located right in the capital city of Pyongyang. The lair was discovered nearby a rectangular rock with the words "unicorn lair" carved into it. Some media reports indicate the KCNA article may be a tongue-in-cheek response to a humor newspaper, The Onion's fictional article that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was named the sexiest man alive. Oh, that is a bad joke, though, huh? Simon Cowell, he's a big fan of flippers, and we're not talking about beach gear. The judge, who's known for being a little bit of a curmudgeon, apparently likes penguins so much that he said he'd love to have one of them to call it his own. Can you believe that? Watching Mr. Popper's Penguins again, tweeted this week, "I love this film. I really do. I want a pet penguin." The 2011 film, based on a kid's book of the same name, stars Jim Carrey as divorced real estate entrepreneur who's bequeathed a Gentoo penguin named Captain in his late father's will. But when he tries to send him back due to a mix-up, five more come. Suddenly, he's sharing his New York City apartment, which doesn't allow pets, with a bunch of birds. Of course, if Cal really wanted a penguin, we're sure he has the cash to afford one. He'd have to purchase an entire zoo, though. It's not legal to keep a penguin as a domesticated pet in the U.S. I'm Stacey Cohen. Get more animal breaking news at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
Hello, this is Franz from Hans and Franz. Don't be a girly man. Get your dog spayed or neutered. And just because you spay or neuter your dog, it does not make them a girly dog.
Need a fix of the good stuff? Get more Animal Radio with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Want to talk, Deb? Let's talk. Let's dish, girl.
You know what? I got to tell you, I hate being a patient. I'm a bad patient.
Why is that?
Did you have to go to the doctor?
I had a doctor's appointment the other day, just a dermatology thing. But you know what? I'm always like trying to second guess the doctor.
Well, you know, dermatology, it's like voodoo. It's not even like science. I mean, they don't really do anything. And you got to wait like 3 months to see them. And then you get in there and they have no idea what's up. They don't know what's going on unless you got like a mole or something. They can't really help you with the pimple thing.
Yeah, anything can cause it. You have to eliminate everything. So, yeah. So I like to play, house anyway. So I'm trying to diagnose myself.
Why did you go? What's wrong with you? You're perfect.
You look absolutely dashing. Oh, I can't imagine why you would.
Like a movie star.
Thank you. Well, you know, I'm all about preventative health care, so I'm maybe a little bit paranoid at times.
Yeah, my wife's a hypochondriac.
No. I'm not that. I'm just vigilant.
Oh.
Yeah, this radio show.
Yeah, I keep forgetting we're doing a radio
show.
I get so engaged.
Give me that eggnog. No more for you.
No time for a radio show. We're talking here.
Yeah, really.
Is he on the phone? This is cool. Our next guest, Eric Meyer, put together a DNA collection kit for, it's for dogs, and it's not to figure out
what
breed they are. It's to find out what kind of poo.
Stole the cookies.
Well, no, close. You know, for instance, I go out on my lawn every day. And I see some dog has taken a crap out of my
that's
lawn.
That's a neighbor's across the
neighbor's
street.
Dog.
I know it is.
There are now
apartment
complexes where you have to submit, if you have a dog, you have to submit their DNA. So if they find crap on the lawn, they know which apartment it came from.
I love it.
Dog. Oh, my gosh.
So Eric has put together these DNA collection kit, which really means crap collection kit. And to find out who it belongs, I got him on the phone. Hey, Eric, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us a little bit about this invention and what influenced you to do this? Obviously, you probably had a dog crapping on your lawn problem.
Well, actually, this came from some of the research scientists at BioPet Vet Lab.
Okay.
They, like you said, had a pet waste problem in one of the apartment complexes that one of our scientists used to live in. And so they started thinking to themselves, how can we solve this problem? We have this vet lab. We have this DNA technology. There's got to be some way we can come up with a solution. And so that's really how Poo Prince was born.
Poo Prince, P-O-O, Prince, P-R-I-N-T-S. So we go out and we collect dogs' poo, but how do we really determine who it belongs to, or is it something that we have to do some due diligence beforehand and get everyone's DNA or every dog's DNA beforehand?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Most of the managed communities that use poo prints, they will have collected just a small cheek swab sample of the pet's DNA of all the pets in the community. And then those are held in a secure online database. And at that point, if there is ever any waste found in the community, a little small sample can be sent into the laboratory for analysis, matched up, and they've identified the poopetrator, as we like to call them.
Hey, what about dogs that are poop recyclers? So Fluffy might eat Bozo's feces. Is there a way to detect whether that would be a problem?
Ah, good question.
Well, if there's ever any other pets involved, it shows up sort of as contamination. So we can determine, if it came from one pet or if there's any other, sources in there. We can elucidate that in the laboratory.
Are you finding a lot of cities and complexes are fining people that don't pick up their dog poo?
Well, it's really up to each, managed community or each municipality how they want to do that after the fact. We don't get involved with any enforcement, but some will do a warning, some will do a fine. Sometimes they just go talk to the pet owner and say, hey, it's good if you clean up after your pet. It creates a nice, clean, green living environment, and it prevents all the bacteria from the pet waste from ever washing into the water supply when it rains.
And I've got to say that, you know, as a veterinary health professional, you know, it is just a good thing to pick up your dog's waste because, you know, that's a harboring parasites for other animals as well as other infectious diseases. So, you know, if we got to encourage people with a little threats and a little bit of DNA evidence, I'm all for it. You know, let's keep our pets healthy and keep that poop picked up. And maybe people will stay healthy, too, you know.
And I would say, Dr. Debbie, if you will, that people look at this the wrong way. I mean, why does it have to be a negative? Why can't it be fun to pick up your pet's poop?
That's what I'm saying.
Why?
That's a good point. Actually, some of our communities, they actually have a lot of fun with it. They'll do pet days. They hand out little scoop bags that attach to the pet's leash. So that it is kind of like a fun activity.
Well, I think people that can't pick up their pet poo are too lazy to do that. Just get off your butts and do it for criminy's sake. It's crazy. I see that Dallas already has a pooper scooper law. I was unaware of this. What's that about?
Yeah, well, actually, interestingly, a lot of these metro cities, in fact, I would say most of them, already have some type of pooper scooper law on the books. And I believe one of the first was New York that passed one in the mid-70s. And really, it's an ordinance that says if you are walking your pet in any public area or any private areas that are not your own, you got to pick up after your pet's waste. It helps, you know, clean up the environment, helps prevent the spread of bacteria and parasites, as you guys have already mentioned. So a lot of these cities have these ordinances on the books, but we're finding that they're not always, you know, enforceable and they're not always being followed, at least, you know, as much as they probably should be by pet owners.
You know, I'm going to try to you give me a great idea. I'm going to try to train my dog to pick up after himself.
That'd be great if he had some thumbs. He could just put it in a bag for himself. But until they can do that, we've got to do it for him.
Okay, what's the website? Where can people learn more about Poo Prince?
You can go to pooprince.com, like you said, pooprince.com, and check us out.
How much does the kit cost?
Well, the original DNA collection kit can be as low as $29.95. And we actually have independent distributors around the country that can help do training on your community. They can help do assist with the pet waste collections as well. So there's all kinds of other services that we provide to these communities that they really don't have to do anything. And all they get is a nice, clean area to live in.
You got to love that. Eric, we thank you so much for joining us today. Eric Mayer, the Director of Business Development for Poo Prince. PooPrince.com. We'll put a link over at the AnimalRadio.com website.
Seriously, how long is it going to be before these condo associations put a meter on your face and charge you for the air you breathe?
What, they're not doing that at your place yet?
You're obese. You're breathing too much. We're going to have to charge you an extra assessment. I mean, you know, who are these people that go around and, we have people like that in this neighborhood. There's always like 5% idiots, and they just want to control everything everybody does. And, you know, if anybody has something they don't have, they want to make it illegal to have it.
If you're between the ages of 55 and 63, disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. The average is about $1,300 a month. It's a benefit you are entitled to from working. Use it to pay your normal living expenses. This free call only takes 10 minutes, and it could provide you the necessary financial relief you need. Plus, our services cost you nothing until you receive your benefit check. Save yourself time and aggravation. We know how to get the job done for you as quickly as possible. So if you are physically or mentally disabled and can't return to work, and you're between the ages of 55 and 63, learn if you qualify for your $1,300 a month check. Make this free call right now to the Social Security Disability Helpline.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly, it's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app?
we thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today, I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be in the room with real people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
I would love to go on vacation, but I don't want to leave our Charlie behind.
I agree. I heard that the magazine Fido Friendly lists places where you can stay with your pet. They also offer reviews so you have an idea about pet policy to include any restrictions, fees, and what pet amenities to expect.
That's, dare I say, possum. What are we waiting for?
I'm way ahead of you. I just logged on to FidoFriendly.com and found a 4-star resort. Hilton Santa Fe Resort and Spa at Buffalo Thunder in New Mexico.
Charlie agrees. When do we leave?
As soon as you can pack your bags. It's off to adventure with Charlie, thanks to Fido Friendly Magazine. To find your next family adventure that includes your furry family friend, log on to FidoFriendly.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.